Warning, if you are under the age of 13, you probably shouldn't be listening to this because there's coarse language, adult themes, and crazy people from the internet. If you're a middle-aged person with the mind of a 13-year-old and gets offended really easily, you're a pansy and you need to grow a backbone. But for the rest of you, enjoy the show.
The universe is transitioning.
Hey everybody, welcome to VUniverse, the VU community podcast. I'm a guy named Raph, who happens to be a fairly prolific V user, who talks about whatever is on my mind. However, what is on my mind, this week we're going to be talking about the VUser's YouTube channel, where, originally it was Jamie, Kayla, Chelsea, and Katie. Now it includes, Brittany, Toby, and Reagan. And, Jamie and Kayla are still there. This week I have Jamie.
Hello, I'm Jamie. I'm a human male. I'm doing my actual intro video. Oh, no, I can't do that. Jamie's face on VU. I'll stop now.
And also, this week, I have Kayla.
Hi, I'm Kayla etc. on VU.
Yes, indeed. And we also... I know, right? And also, we have Brittany.
Hi, I'm Brittany Bryan on VU.
And Reagan.
Hi, I'm Reagan Noel on VU.
And finally, Toby.
Hello, I'm Toby. I'm O2 Tilly on VU.
I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope...
It's the best thing of my life, Brad.
Best thing fucking ever. But too bad, I don't care. Well, as I said, we're going to be talking about you guys' VUser's YouTube channel. If anybody doesn't know, they created the channel originally, just trying to get the VU community together in another way, other than this kind of underground podcast, and they're doing it through YouTube. I know Jamie and Kayla have been sticking around. How did you guys come up with the idea?
Well, it was kind of Chelsea kind of approached me with the idea a little while ago. She found loads of people on YouTube, and I don't know what she did for Kayla, and she said, "Hey, you all have YouTubes. We should totally do a thing." And then it kind of became this thing that was all of us, and started from that idea.
We had a VUtube group.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
It was just everyone who had a VU and a YouTube account, and we just, like, we're supposed to be supporting each other, and that's where we started talking about maybe making a collab channel, and...
Okay, it was just like, hey, you know what, let's make a collab channel and we'll be doing VUE type stuff?
Just from the idea that we were all VU people with YouTubes.
Okay, so ever since you started the channel, what kind of reception do you think it's gotten? A really good one, or just a kind of okay one? What do you guys think of, like, how people are taking it in? Like, the VUser's channel in general.
I think it's like, it's kind of, I don't think people really know what it is yet. I mean, we don't really know what we're doing, what it is. But I think that people are slowly starting to realize what it is. I mean, like, we've got maybe like 82 subscribers now. I mean, every week I get an email saying someone else has subscribed. So people are finding it and enjoying it. It's just, I think it's about us shaping what we really want.
Okay. So you guys don't think have you guys found out what kind of identity you guys are, wanting to have as the VUser's channel, like all of you together? What do you think?
It's kind of like a regular vlogging collab channel, but it's kind of like elongated VU responses, I think. So it's kind of a lot like storytelling. And we actually have themes now, which is great, because now there's going to be a lot more continuity between the channel and stuff. So.
Okay. Well, speaking of like elongated VU responses, this just kind of got me thinking. Do you guys have a VU account for the VUser's channel?
No.
Have you thought about it?
No.
I've thought about it personally. I haven't told anyone about it. But
why the hell haven't you told anybody? And you're just telling them now. Damn it.
We'll have to read some of that in a minute.
Oh, yes.
If we can. I was trying to think of if there's a way that, because we have like a group where we talk about channel things and stuff like that, like ideas and themes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think if there's any way that could work its way onto VU, because I know Steve Sperger, anyone listening, was saying in the podcast a little while ago with us that he wants to try and think of a way that Facebook groups can kind of exist in VU space as well. I don't think it's quite there yet, though, but
yeah.
VU accounts are cool.
Yeah, it's good to start somewhere. I know there's already a VUniverse account, but it's kind of been stagnating and hasn't been active for almost a year now. Actually, over a year now. But
I remember that. I thought you guys were the coolest people ever.
I know.
I know, right? I want to be in VUniverse.
Yeah, but James hasn't been too active on VU. He kind of has been recently, but he hasn't really done anything with the VUniverse channel, which I was thinking about doing something a little more podcasty or community-esque, but hey, it's whatever. People leave comments on this podcast anyway, so there's not really a point. I know we've gotten the opinions of the two VUsers experts, if you want to call them that. Just another thing I want to ask. How long has VUsers existed? Just for reference, do you know? And I love doors creaking in the background.
Sorry.
It's all good. But how long has VUsers been around, you know, as the channel in general? Do you guys know? A few months? Year? Skadoosh!
I'm out in the suite of my residence hall, so
I remember starting to watch the videos in November.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Okay, so almost half a year. Cool. Well, to the newcomers, how did you guys get involved with the VUsers channel? Did you guys like kind of jump on because you were really eager, or did you guys ask, or did someone recommend you? What went on there?
Actually, I was approached by Katie and Chelsea, and they asked me and Reagan to take over for them because they were leaving. And we were super excited, and we thought it was a great opportunity that they gave us.
They called us the U.S. Us. We're sort of friends, close friends on VU from the U.S., and they were close friends from U.K., so.
All right.
They were the U.S. Us.
Okay, so how did Toby get roped into this?
Kayla sent me a message on Facebook saying, Toby, do you want to be part of this YouTube channel? And basically, I said yes, because I've always been interested in vlogging. I watch a lot of vlogging on YouTube, and I was sort of tempted to start my own little channel. And I realized they had an empty slot in their day system, like Monday, Tuesday, then it was Thursday, Friday, and there was no Wednesday. So I was thinking of sending them a message saying, maybe you could introduce some more people, maybe get my way in, cheekily introduce myself in there somehow.
Okay, but, so now you're the W of the WTF, gotcha.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to get that message, and yeah, I'm really happy to be in the channel. I did my video last week. That was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was. Toby, yeah. I just want you to know how selective we were with choosing people. We were very selective.
Well, it's good to know you guys are picking people that, you know, you feel like you click with well. Let's just say that. But it's only been a couple weeks. We're approaching the second week, and when you guys listen to this, and all your other videos are going to be out. What are you guys planning for this week?
Probably shouldn't say.
What? We're not allowed to, like, be told?
You have to find out.
But this is coming out when everybody would have already watched them.
Yeah.
And honestly, don't already know about us.
Oh, well, yeah.
Aw. Well, I guess...
Kayla's being so secretive right now.
Damn. Damn, Kayla. It was all Kayla's fault. Brittany, Reagan, Toby, did you guys watch the VUsers channel before joining, or... did you guys follow it closely? What went on there?
Yeah, I watched it quite a lot.
Oh, okay.
I was quite a fond fan of the old VUsers YouTube channel. And it's fun to watch people's lives. How about you, Brittany?
I definitely loved watching them. Like, sometimes I felt like I missed a day here or there, because, like, I went back when I was asked to join, and I, like, found a couple videos that I missed. But overall, like, I watched almost every single day.
I watched about half of them before, but whenever I was asked to join, I went back and watched most of them. So, over again.
Good stuff. Sorry about that, ladies and gents. We kind of cut off because Jamie was having technical difficulties with his mic, which
That's a lie!
It used to... He used to be having this nice swanky ass mic. Now it's just like this laptop mic that most people use. So
I could have saved a lot of money and not bought it.
Or you could see what's wrong with it after we record. Damn. But Jamie,
it was my fault.
We all had to come.
We're saying it was Kayla's fault because she. Because I was saying the theme in that portion a few minutes ago when she was saying you can't.
Okay, Jamie, what was the theme then of this
no.
week?
Go on, no. You could say.
No.
Then,
no,
why, okay. Then Jamie, you say it.
The whole week of videos, you can't find out, apparently.
Damn. I'm not asking you for the week after, but okay, fine, be that way.
Say generality is what's coming up, right? Like, we've got different things coming up in the future.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Let everybody know what's going to be going on. See where the V Users channel is going to evolve. Because think about it this way. You guys got a new lineup. Most of you are new. So you're going to have a few new things. So what's going to be coming up?
Go on, guys. So go on, Regan.
Well, I think that's one that we're all looking forward to, which is Musical Week.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one that I've got a few ideas for. I think we're all preparing ourselves for that week.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Preparing our vocal cords and all that sort of stuff.
I'm sure.
Yes. We have a lot of new things coming up, like a reoccurring book club.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
We were also talking about making a theme song at the beginning. We haven't gotten to it, but maybe...
Yeah, I just remixed my own stuff, but maybe that's just because it's me.
I really want Matt to do that. I think that'd be really good. You know,
yeah.
You know,
Matt TV and music only on VU.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's get all
the views. He made Katie's one?
Yeah, he did make Katie's intro, I believe. And he has done a few other things. Like, I think he collaborated with another VUser, Camillasaurus, and made a Cajun version of TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, it was funny.
Yeah,
and he also did one with Christina Clark.
Yeah.
But he did Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah. I remember both of those renditions, and both of them were great.
And he did Gravity by John Mayer for me as a personal
just
request.
Privately.
Yeah, and he posted it in Moments.
Yeah.
We want to try and make things as well, like, become more about everyone getting involved as well and starting people doing things. That's what, like, Book Club is just about. Like, we want to find out what all the other VUs is like and get them all involved and get people starting to, you know, come on a journey with us, I think.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, so you're basically kind of like starting to get everybody together, get more VUsers and stuff involved with you guys and just trying to get everybody having a back and forth outside of VU. Am I kind of getting the gist of it?
Just kind of building on what's already there, I think, and just having fun.
Yeah.
Especially Musical Week. I can't wait for that. I'm so excited.
Everyone is so stoked for Musical Week.
Yeah, we already know about the Musical Week stuff, but which, you know, which I was actually thinking about having like a personality week on V Universe. Like, where I know we talked about a pre-podcast, but having just me and a bunch of other people talking whatever impressions we can and try to act in character for about an hour. Like, just me acting like all, hello, welcome to V Universe, the V Community Podcast. Or something like that. I don't know. But I think it would be fun. But you guys, something I kind of touched upon last season of the VU podcast, featuring a user each episode. Are you guys going to be doing that on the on your channel? Like, saying, okay, hey, here's a V user you guys should check out.
That was one of the things we spoke about really early on, wasn't it? About, are you okay, Kate?
We were talking about it in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I wasn't even reading that.
Come on, Brittany and Kayla, you can talk about this.
And you in your secret chats.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about this very early on. It's like, we just before we invited Toby into the group, we had a lot of talk about all different ways we wanted the channel to go, and we were talking about featured users, or at least mentioning people from VU, but we were trying to think of a good way to work it in that wasn't kind of jarring to the theme.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like when I kind of did it in previous episodes when it was still called green polo shirts and shenanigans, I was like, hey, here's a V user you guys should check out in the middle of a conversation. You know, we would just be talking about, I don't know, potatoes, and then that would come up. You know, so it was
a conversation about potatoes on your podcast.
I don't think I have, but you know what I mean. Just something completely else and then curious. Going back into it. Potatoes always happens to be my random subject of choice.
Potatoes are so good.
Taters. Fuck Zach, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes, what's up?
How often do you watch the users?
I try to catch every single video you guys send out.
Yay.
Yeah, and even if I don't catch it on the day, I will go back and watch it. Yeah, so it's not like I randomly decided, hey, let's get two community shits together and that sort of thing. No, I literally do watch and enjoy you guys' videos. So, yeah.
I'm awesome.
Yes, yes, indeed. I have been watching since November or whenever it started. I don't even remember. I have a pretty bad memory
started,
of when things started.
Started October. Opened the October. Channel in October.
Oh, okay.
You oh, opened is that the... when your mic quit out?
Like, yep.
Yeah, I was saying that as well. I was like, it's October 17th.
Oh, so it was on my birthday of all days, and I didn't remember that. God damn it.
In terms of themes, and you know you're saying about characters, Raph, I'm looking forward to, like, each other week that we've got coming up.
Oh,
that
yeah!
That could be very offensive and also very nice at the same time.
That would be kind of awesome, you know. Just each of us have, you guys having a fun little theme each week. That sounds like a lot of fun, you know? So, Brittany, Reagan, Toby, now that it's been like a week or so since you've joined the users lineup, what's your experience with it been so far? You know, do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you want to throw potatoes at it?
I hate it. Yeah. I love it. I love vlogging. As I said before, I watch a lot of vloggers on YouTube already. I kind of got inspired by them, and just being able to experience vlogging myself is quite a nice feeling, you know, doing all that talking to the camera and doing all the cuts and edits and stuff. It's so fun. And I've got an editing system on my computer that I hardly ever use. So, you know, it's good to use it.
Yeah, it's good to have it flex its muscles every now and then. What about Brittany and Reagan?
Okay, I actually do love it a lot. I definitely think this is a good group of people to work with, and it's a really great experience, and the ideas that we have are all, like, amazing ideas, and I think we're all going to follow through and commit to everything very well.
Okay, what about you, Reagan? What do you think of it so far?
I love it, honestly. I think it's helped us to grow closer, like, VU, like, I don't know, I just feel closer to not just the people in VU users, but everyone in general, because they can see, like, what I do other than what I post on VU.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just think it's helped with the community aspect of it.
Well,
I like one of the main things as well, like, I like the fact that, one thing that we said, you know, you were asking about how the channel is, I think when we have themes now, but I like the fact that the way we talk about it in with each other is that they're very much a starting point for every single person's personality to take it in as different a way as they possibly want to. And definitely. I love seeing that over the last 2 weeks of how everyone approached things so differently.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, say, I don't know, one of the reasons I've brought different people on the podcast is because it's like, if I had the same people like me and some one other person constantly every single week, you know, you don't get all sorts of personalities that you would get from, like, you know, each different person. And what's cool about what you guys do is, like, we see one person's personality highlighted per day. Because, you know, with a podcast, unlike a YouTube video, it's more like a melting pot. You guys, it's more like a stage where you guys are the show. And that's what I've kind of enjoyed about watching the users. You know, I enjoy watching you guys vlog and, you know, show off what you guys can do with a certain theme. So,
aww,
yeah.
Thanks, bro. Big hug.
All right, now I'm required to vomit a rainbow just to get back into character. What?
We're very affectionate. We tell each other how much we love each other and how much we love the group so often. It's not even funny.
But he hit on me on a dating website, so.
What?
Yeah. Taylor spoke about OkCupid in a video and recently, and her and Brittany are, like, totally on it now, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not Stop. Anymore. I got kicked off.
Oh yeah, you're underage. That's why.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're underage, you get kicked off.
Need to make accounts.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Well, OkCupid's more of an American thing, Kayla. They won't get very much interaction.
I've met a guy from London on there.
A guy out of how many?
Quite a few.
Exactly. Well, I have an OkCupid account too. I never use it.
But I'm gonna creepily find you now. Well,
me too.
Disabled.
I have one. Oh. I haven't disabled it, but I have one. It's just whatever, you know.
So
I don't use it.
Kayla was actually kind of mad at how I found her.
Really? Why?
Why don't we share this story? Because it's I'm sure it's funny.
Well, no, it's because I just typed in like her usual name that she is on everything else, and she's like, "Wait, how did you find me? Because it's not her name."
Yeah, my name on OkCupid is not Kayla, etc.
Oh, so people.
And I typed in Kayla, etc., and like she was the only thing that popped up, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Well, did you put like links to your YouTube or your VU account?
I put a link to my YouTube account, but it's not like it's complete. It's not just Kayla, etc. randomly somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I figured, but still.
So is the aim to like find a date and stuff?
I've noticed when I was on OkCupid, it's more of not just a dating site strictly. It's more of just a place where people can like hook up and hang out and maybe date, but like it's more of like, hey, you know what, we have a lot of interests, we should hang out.
It's just kind of like, more like networking.
Yeah, it's more of a straight up networking, not like a Facebook where it's like, hey, I vaguely know you from a night I got drunk here. I'm gonna add you. Well, at least that's how it is with me, and then I end up deleting the person about 2 months later because I never talk to them.
you should talk about OkCupid in Social Network Week.
That's what I was gonna do.
You guys are having, it seems like you guys are like on a different train because you guys are talking about like different themes that I have no idea about.
And
I'm sure the listeners have no idea either. But at least
we have a schedule of themes, and I don't think we're gonna reveal like when they are. But we're definitely we have a lot of themes planned out.
Oh yes, we do.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like, we've got up until middle of May at the moment. In the
Christ Almighty!
And that's just what we scheduled.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Get us all prepared and professional.
Oh.
We know what we're doing.
Toby totally came in after the fact too.
We felt really bad because we'd like spoke about a lot of stuff and then added you like that evening, Toby. So like
we have a conference about it. We have yet to talk about anything with Toby.
It's funny, so I'm just glad to be here. You know, I'm glad to be part of the channel.
Oh, Toby, we're glad.
I feel like, you know, I'll be in the next meeting for sure, I hope. Yay. If there is a next one, I'm sure there will be.
Damn! Damn!
I'm sure there'll be one after this.
Probably, yes.
Oh,
I was just about to say, we should, since we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty
cool. Have a little
cool
chit-chat.
We were going to do it yesterday when you were originally going to do this, but no, Jamie had to go out.
Jamie had to go
have a life. Okay.
One thing we are going to start doing more with VUs is Twitter, I think, aren't we, guys? We're going to be trying to like foreshadow what the next week coming up is, so what the theme is, if people want to get involved, and we're going to talk about it and ask questions, and we're going to try and use...
I'm drying my hair, because I don't remember this.
Yeah, like...
We did have a meeting, and Brittany was doing lots of things to her hair throughout the entire meeting.
Gotcha.
Changed her whole style.
I had a date that night, okay, guys?
From OkCupid.
Damn.
Was it Kayla?
No wonder your account got deleted. Kayla discovered. Kayla also hacked Jamie's mic earlier. It makes sense now.
I'm behind everything.
Kayla, you should totally read out the email that I sent you on OkCupid.
Or maybe it was Reagan because she hasn't said a word. Quietly working behind everybody. Reagan, you get over there. You have anything else to say?
I'm just sunburnt.
Oh. I'm sunburnt, so I'm not talking. Okay.
Oh, man.
Last week with your video with your brother, how did your brother feel about that? How did you approach it? What did you say to him? Did you, like, talk about it before? Or?
Yeah, I talked to him about it the day before, and what you have to do with him is you have to act really excited about something, and when you act like you're really excited about it, he gets really excited about it. He's like, yeah, I want to do it. And I just, like, talked to him about it that night, and then the next day, he was waiting for me as soon as I walked in the door from school, and he was like, I'm ready.
Well, I saw that video, and your brother looks really young, and I'm also proud that you used the USSR national anthem from 1977. But anyway, your brother seems pretty young. How old is he?
He's actually young.
Is this going anywhere, right?
I'm just...
He's 9.
Okay.
Yeah. No. He's going to be 10 in August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no wonder he was all excited, because, like, when do you talk to kids like that? I've gotten some kids hyped up about random things, too. We're going to go to McDonald's, kid! Yeah! I'm going to get you unhealthy! Yeah!
I know, Rob.
Yeah.
These are like my niece. Once.
Okay, that's yeah. Allowed.
Yeah, not just random kids I met somewhere at the mall or something. I'm not taking.
Hey, Brittany, let's go to Best Buy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when me and Brittany met up, like, when we went to, for any listeners who don't know, Brittany and I met up, because she lives kind of near me in the Atlanta area. We met up to go to the Fox Theater to watch Annie on the Fox in Atlanta, and I was like, hey, Brittany, let's go this way, let's go that way. And we just kept walking throughout all of Atlanta. And we ended up maybe about a couple miles away from the Fox Theater and our parking spot at first, like, the old Coca-Cola building, then the new Coca-Cola building, and then also the Georgia Aquarium. And then I was like, hey, you know what, while we're walking around, why not make a view response on my iPhone? And why not? And while I was doing that, I was like, oh yeah, so we're just walking through here in Atlanta, and then we're about, I stop, and Brittany keeps walking and almost gets hit by fucking traffic.
I watched that response.
Yeah, I know. I stopped the response. I'm like, Brittany, what the hell are you doing? You almost got hit by cars.
Just mesmerized by Raph's voice.
More like by the Fox Theater.
Say again.
I said more like by the Fox Theater, because we were walking towards the Fox Theater.
Yeah, but we were crossing the street, or we were about to, and you kept walking. You kept walking when there was clearly a stop, like a stoplight right there saying, don't walk here.
I don't pay attention.
I'm not paying attention, I'm just happy to be in Atlanta. I'm like a 10-year-old. I don't know street work like shit. Oh. Ah!
I still can't get the iPhone app to work on my iPhone. It's never, ever worked. And I keep posting, like, Steve and the others, but I think they're just ignoring me.
That's what happens when I post about getting my bracelet.
Yeah, alright. Steve, and VU marketing team and VU community team, who, I know you guys are listening, because you guys listen on a weekly, or every time I post a podcast.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Just there, I know you guys are dealing with other issues on the site, but the iPhone app issues have been persistent since it's been released, and the Android apps stuff has been there too. So whenever you guys can get to it, that would be great. If not, we'll just kind of giggle and continue being our own thing on VU.com, because we love the site, we just want it to be good, and that's why we're criticizing.
Oh, very diplomatic. We should give Toby a chance. Sorry, I interrupted everyone. Carry on.
Toby, what?
I was going to say, whenever I send questions on the VU iPhone app, it always comes up as anonymous. So whenever I send a question to someone, they see a question from an anonymous person rather than from me, even though I'm signed in on the app.
Yeah.
So that's a little problem that needs fixing. Come on, for you.
let's just have a rant.
I actually had a call with Steve, and as well as I think Kayla was there, and I know Prince was there, and he told us about a lot of things that are coming up that are really exciting, and a lot of problems that they're fixing. So I think they're getting around to that, guys.
It's on their list of things, but, you know, those problems are dropping in an already big bucket, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess I can make my own bracelet.
Steve, give Reagan her goddamn bracelet.
Reagan, get it right.
Reagan.
Hey, Reagan.
No, I just get it wrong.
He doesn't even know that he gets it wrong. That's the funny part.
I think I'm getting it right even when I'm getting it wrong, which is the bad thing. So I'm unaware how badly I'm actually speaking.
Yeah, but...
we should give Toby a chance to say hello. Because you guys got an introduction day, didn't you? Remember when you first took over from Chelsea and Katie, and there was like a big, well, hey, you're here, and then Toby didn't really get one of them. You should like kind of give everyone a background to yourself and stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I did do like a little bit of an intro to myself, but I had to rush through it because I didn't want to make the video too long.
Yeah, but I guess since you guys have been doing intros and stuff. For any of the listeners out there, you know what I think you should do? Leave a message, name and question. Leave a message, start recording in the comments of their YouTube channel and videos.
Anyone who hasn't watched that is going to have no clue what's going on.
I know, it's a huge inside joke for the older V users and stuff like that. Back when we had no response videos. But as VU's been changing, I know you guys have been sticking around since the beta. What do you guys think of new VU in general? Just like the changes that have been made, the getting rid of no response videos, that sort of thing. What do you guys think?
I think it runs a lot smoother than it did, and I think things are a lot more organized. But yeah. I think that's just for me, someone who's been on the site for almost a year now. But I think newcomers are having a really hard time finding things.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, thankfully, though, in the Browse tab, they did bring back the People tab. They did bring back the... You guys didn't notice?
I didn't notice.
This has been a thing for a couple months.
I
found the random person, but...
Yeah, the random button's also...
I love the random button.
I don't have the random button because I'm on, like, a mini laptop all the time, and I'm like...
Me too.
What's a random button? I don't have one of those.
It's in the very bottom left corner right next to the tiny stuff.
You can't see it on
I have
on
to expand
MacBook.
Yeah, I have to expand my screen to see it.
I can't even do that. And like, I told Steve about the problem, and he's like, "Yeah, you're never gonna be able to touch that." Like,
I think as the site is becoming more comprehensive and stuff, I think I like a lot of new features, like ask people a question after you've answered theirs, and I like all those types of things. And notifications are starting to get cool. I think I think the tiled interface will get better, maybe, because when you click on like notifications, you can't really like scroll down. It's kind of locked to the bottom.
Yeah.
It looks like it's designed for a tablet, in a way, if you get me.
A touch
screen.
A tablet. Think like an iPad.
Yeah. I thought he said Tumblr.
Tumblrland?
Tumblr, he said toddler.
Actually, it's funny. Me and Fairy Cheese earlier this week were talking about Toblerone, so I don't know.
Toblerone. I saw you question that on the old VU, and I was thinking, my name's very similar to Toblerone, because my name's Toby Lee. And in fact, my nickname at secondary school was Toby Lerone. Just letting everyone know.
No, it's so better. Well, I was always called, "Hey, Ninja Turtle Kid, shut up," because my full name's Raphael. So, yeah.
My school's name.
Is your favorite color red? No, it's green. Be quiet. I don't like you. Oh, you're just like a turtle then. Shut up.
So, Toby, before you joined us, I was making observation that we are like, we always pick on you because of your name, because your name is so easy to change, so we always call you like different things, like Tobster, Tobias.
That's what I love about my name. I love how people change it, and I think I wrote a list once of all the nicknames people have given me, just because I get so many nicknames. I love how people interpret my name.
Yeah,
it's a good name to have.
I said Toby. Not me.
Oh, Toby Cools, that's a good one. Right, that one.
That just sounds kind of gross to me, but that's just me. we're gonna need to start wrapping up in just a bit, guys.
This has probably been one of the most random podcasts I think I've ever been on.
That you guys
have the most mess ups too.
No, actually, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one I've had the most mess ups on was actually the Mass Effect one. The episode that aired right before. Yeah. Like, there was a bunch of talk that I had to cut out. I also messed up my intro 4 times. So less than this time. And also, like, there were some things that I couldn't keep in there because it was a PG-13 rating. Yeah. So, like, stuff that Prince said, I couldn't keep in there.
I could imagine it'd be Prince as well. They'd, like,
yeah, like, I don't mind, like, you know, some people saying some things and saying fuck every now and then because I do it too. But, like, when you, I don't know. He made
the other word.
exactly. I need to love him, but exactly. Oh man.
But you know what you should do, Raf? Oh, you should do an obituary section for people who are no longer really on VU. Not dead, just like people who are no longer kind of on VU. I think there are some quite prevalent ones that aren't really there anymore, right?
Yeah, I can think of a few. Like, let's see. Spontaneous Songs, he kind of came up back for a while, but he just kind of doesn't really do much. Yeah, Sarah, she doesn't get too much anymore. James, he goes by James Cromwell, formerly Junker Munker on VU. He used to be super active. He kind of is nowadays, more like a once every few weeks kind of a user. Yeah, there are a lot of people I can think of, actually, that used to be, you know, very active, but then now not so much anymore. For you guys, what do you think made these people, like, less active? Do you think they didn't, like click with people too much, or what?
I think it's life. Yeah.
Yeah.
The novelty that sort of wears off after a while.
Yeah.
And it's only if you keep going, because I recently, because of my university work, I got caught up in my work, and I stopped going on VU for a little while. But I recently returned and I got more into it. So I guess
you got more into it the more you used it. You saying?
Yeah,
like when you got back into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of loved it again when I started again.
Yeah.
Like when I first started. So
yeah,
I guess a little break helps.
Yeah.
Because that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's understandable. I that happened to me a couple times. So like late last year, early this year, like, I took a break. I mean, I got on VU maybe once every month or so. It's good to take a break from anything, really. But some people just decided not to come back yet. What?
Only I can do that with Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
I start getting really inappropriate adverts on Facebook. Like, you know, you get your adverts down the side that are meant to be related to you in some way. I've just started getting loads of Durex adverts, which are like a condom manufacturer in England.
Are you sure you haven't? Jamie, are you sure you haven't joined anything like OkCupid or anything, trying to hook up with motherfuckers?
my advertisements are Durex, like football games. I don't play soccer or football at all. And then snacks for elite athletes.
Okay. You do talk about rugby a lot, though.
I do.
Yeah, but what was I about to say? I actually came across an advert on Father's Day that said, like, "Happy Father's Day to everybody," signed Durex, because they're condoms.
Ha ha. So I think the thing you're saying about VU and is interesting, because I think for me it's very much about the people that you meet. It's not so much about the website or the interface or how it works, etc. I mean, that, because it can be a bit clunky sometimes, and, you know, their servers aren't always that great, but it's about having that first conversation with that new person that you don't know, and then you go from there to Skype or to Facebook and start chatting to them there, and then it's about, like, building that new type of friendship and renewing old friendships, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of, now that I think about it, that kind of is at the core of what we do as community stuff here, the podcast of the universe, and what you guys do on the users, or what you guys are like heading toward in general. You know, you guys want to get more involved with the community. I'm kind of wanting to get involved with the community in our own ways outside of VU, and it's all about building up those friendships. Those are such nice noises. because, like, when you go on VU and you talk with, as Jamie said, I'm just building upon what you said, like, you come across that one person that you start talking to, and, you know, it's not going to substitute a sit-down, you know, hang-out kind of conversation. And it doesn't substitute a Skype call but it's definitely better than an email. You can go back to it, and you can see what the person is saying, and having that back and forth is very what makes VU very unique. So, yeah, anything else you guys need to say?
Just keep an eye out for themes and stuff, because we've got lots coming up, and on Twitter we'll be telling you all about them and wanting people to get involved, and I really like getting people to become a part of things, I think. Kind of the etc. idea of Kayla's channel.
Yeah, just for any listeners out there, if you want to get in contact with the VUsers channel, any of these wonderful people, Brittany, Jamie, Toby, Reagan, or Kayla, just go to Twitter and go to at VUsers, right?
I think so.
Yeah, at VUsers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
at
the one.
Yeah, at, yeah. Go to at VUsers on Twitter. Or if you want to get in contact with me at VUniverse, where you can talk to me or them, either way, you know, we'll be cool to chat about whatever. It doesn't even have to be about our themes or the episodes I'm going to be, doing later on. So yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I got to talk to you guys, for a brief amount of time. Glad to have you on the podcast.
Lovely to be here in a very confusing, disorientated fashion.
Every minute. This podcast.
I know, right?
Experience.
I know, right? Yeah, but if you guys have any questions for us, feel free to message us on our respective VU accounts. I'll be leaving links in the podcast page. Anyway, as always, I'm a guy named Raph. I like your faces. I like your ears. Thank you for listening, and good night or good morning, whatever the hell time it is over where you are listening. Goodbye. No, we're just chilling. We're about to do some mic tests. So
yeah.
So already. But Brittany, could you say something? Just
sure, I'm going to talk right now.
Okay, you're good. You're good. Jamie, say a few things.
Hi, Raph.
All right, you're good. A little bit soft, but good.
Hello.
You're good now. Very good. Okay. Kayla, what about you? Okay, say a few things.
Hi.
That's a lot softer than normal. Damn.
That's what I always say when he asks me to say something.
Oh, no, you just go, hi, and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, Reagan, say a few words so I can see your mic level.
Can I say I'm Regan?
don't shift around so much and just say something else again. You need to be a little louder, yeah.
Hi, I'm Regan.
Okay, good enough. And Toby, say a few things.
Hello there, I'm Toby.
Oh god, you're loud!
Yeah.
Okay, now you're good. You're good now. Okay.
Oh, yay.
Yay. You're now good. You guys ready to go? Any last questions before we start?
Oh?
Anything you have to bring up? Okay. Alright, we will start in 3, 2, 1 after my spiel. Hey everybody, welcome to VUniverse, the VU community podcast. Here I, a guy named Raph, wearer of green... Ah, damn it, I'm messing up my own intro! God fucking damn it!
Take two.
Take two, exactly. I'm doing my old intro, damn it. I might put that in the bloopers afterward.
Take two.
Take two.
Do it.
Hey everybody, welcome to VUniverse, the VU community podcast. I'm a guy named Raph, who happens to be a fairly prolific VUser, who talks about whatever is on my mind. However, what is on my mind is the new and not necessarily improved VUsers community channel on
That's
YouTube.
Harsh. That's harsh.
I know, right? I know, right?
Reintroduce us, Raph. Take three. Reintroduce us.